Short Stories Podcast. Hello, New Jersey. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday in time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 206, and the topic is Danger Zone. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of Danger Zone, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody do that with me. Dun, dun, dun.
The bomb disintegrates the glass wall of the bank and the musical disharmony of 1,000 xylophones and a trash compactor. The concussion throws me and the few others who are standing in line to the ground. My mouth serves up a single whispered word. Terrorists. I scan the area for bearded, turbaned men before I remember to feel guilty. The plump woman beside me wears a dress cut too low for her. I wonder how I have time to notice her clothes. She points at the masked and spandexed figures entering the bank and whispers, "Not terrorists. Worse, villains."
Ah, yes, villains. Thank you, Stephen, for that lovely story. Now, if you had a hard time understanding what he said, which I don't understand since it's as clear as day, the man's voice is as smooth as well, unsalted butter. Not quite salted butter. Maybe a little. But the text of each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. This will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them some unsalted butter. Butter. How do you send people butter anyway? It melts. I don't know, maybe some dry ice. Kind of like Omaha steaks, it would be like Idaho butter. Somebody write that down. While you're writing that down, I'm going to play for you a story by Zackman, my favorite superhero of all. Zackman! You know, he's got the Zack signal and the Zack car. Well, the problem is if he has a car, I mean, he should be able to fly all super. Anyway, I'll let him figure it out.
I am the superhero called Flagman. My job is to warn you that you are about to enter the danger zone, in the middle of which is the danger hole. Have you ever noticed how many people podfaded? Many volunteered to make the search when Christiana did not return from the danger hole and were never seen again. Poor brave souls. I will do what I can to stop you from entering, but hope that only involves you heeding my warning. Did I mention the panthers, giant rats, and evil mimes? Stay away from the danger zone.
Thank you, Masked Man. You know, I nearly pod faded about 10 times already this year, but I've kept going thanks to Flagman. How many of you people have given up podcasting? Did you notice Flagman there in the background, waving frantically at you? No, don't tip over the edge. Keep going. Keep going. You'll be fine. Next up is someone who has started recently. Well, what's recent? I mean, there are people who have been doing this forever. Who's still, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who's been along the longest. I don't know. It all blurs. We've been doing this weekly challenge now for 4 years, I think. My God. Haven't I found anything better to do? Obviously not. I should probably go for a walk after this. Anyway, here's Ross from Rossitron.
Hi, this is Ross of Rossitron.com. And this one's called Slip of the Tongue. What did you just say? Charlene asked, interrupting John mid-response. John mentally reviewed what he had said and blushed. He fidgeted on the couch, staring at his hands, the floor, anywhere to avoid eye contact with his visibly irate girlfriend. What I meant is, well, I was just saying, he stammered. You want to watch what you say next, honey. You're already in the danger zone. What comes out of your mouth is going to seal your fate. John forced himself to meet her angry stare. I'm really sorry? You're still sleeping on the couch tonight.
You know things are on the rocks when you spend more time shopping for a sofa than you do a bed. Thank you, Ross. Let's see who's next. It's TJ. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to remember where he's from. Oh, God, I just... I'm drawing a blank here, TJ. Can you help me?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we are having a glorious spring day here, and just wanted to very much thank the midget for stepping in so ably last week while I was having a cold. I'm feeling much better now. Happy Easter, and this is Environmental Protection. Interstellar Sophistos have been avoiding the system's Sol Toxa for millions of years. A touring package at the time parked on Ganymede and slipped past Mars and Terra on a fuel run to Venus. During the layover, the runabout carrying the Chancellor's daughters failed orbit and sank inexorably into the gravity well of the planet. Plumes of sulfuric acid escaped the fuel cells of the pleasure craft and reacted with the atmosphere. The lawsuit was astronomic. The entire system was declared an environmental hazard and a danger zone. Beacons were placed, and no one's been back since. Not even on a dare.
Ooh, well, that's what they get for booking their travel plans with Project Blue Book. Thank you, TJ, and welcome back. Next up is someone who wasn't able to record, so they didn't want to trust the midget. TJ trusts the midget, but Anima doesn't. However, she got the next best thing, which is an Ari gaffer. So, Anima, Ari, let's hear you make beautiful story together.
Ari Gaffer here, filling in for Anima, who is currently on a street corner in Lima, Peru, looking for something. Something to do? This is Anima's submission for Weekly Challenge 206, Danger Zone. So here you... What? Why am I not submitting? Never mind those feet behind the curtain. Joey looks up, startled by the loud noise to his right. He ducks instinctively, covering his ears and closing his eyes. Shrapnel rains down, peppering him with fragments of glass and the remains of the lamp from the living room. Counting to 23, 10 isn't enough time, he slowly allows himself to uncurl from the fetal position he has learned to assume to minimize injury. Joey squints, surveying the damage. Everything seems calm. The dust is settling. He sees his older brother staggering towards the kitchen. When Dan's been drinking all day, home is the danger zone. Downtown Kerkic.
Thank you, Ari. And why don't you ever submit stories? Although people could ask me that question, why I don't. I just, at the end of a long week, I just get tired, you know? And I just can't write another damn story, and I have to take a day off. Besides, honor the holy day kind of thing, you know, the pillar of fire slapping the rock with the letters and Charlton Heston staring at it and making funny faces, that kind of thing. You know, whenever G. Robinson in front of the, you know, golden calf, you know, I don't know. One of these days I may submit a story. I did one a very long time ago, but I realized my mistake and I just backed away. So, you're probably right not to write stories. And it's better to just let Anima write them and then you perform them. You just get so tired of it, you know? I mean, what is this? Episode number 2200? Okay. All right. There's a Easter basket sitting in front of me. I don't think I can eat anything in it. I'm looking at it. There's ginseng tea. I don't drink ginseng tea. No, but there's no, wait, there's one chocolate bunny in there and I'm going to have to throw it out. I can't eat chocolate. No. I can't drink sodas. I can still eat some meat. I've got in the fridge, corn that I need to put, butter, actually olive oil on, and Mrs. Dash. I've got asparagus that I need to put in olive oil, some vegetables, and one very lean pork chop and some chicken for the wife. So I'm going to be grilling that tonight, but I'm looking at this Easter basket here. Most of the stuff, why does she do that? I don't know. Probably some hummus in the bottom, though. I can eat that. All right, well, welcome to my life change. 40 sucks. Next up is a new person. He's been inspired by all of you and your perseverance and wants to join in. It's R. Orion D. He has something to tell you.
Ever wonder why people jump from a perfectly good airplane? I do. Not all the time, mind you, but right now. Especially with the flashing lights of Service with Integrity blinding me in the mirror. The skydiver jumping from 10,000 feet had the option to stay on the plane till it landed. I could have pulled over after running the light 10 miles ago. Now with heart racing, everything moving in slow motion, and a likely stay at county, I'm grinning like a madman. Am I? No. That's far from the truth, which is you only live once.
Yay! Awesome. I love it when people tell stories. You know what the best part is? He didn't actually use the phrase danger zone, but you have the feeling from it, inspired by the topic, but doesn't use the actual words. I love when people pull that off. And next week is going to be one of those where, you know, most people are not going to use the words of the topic, but actually follow through on the topic. You'll see. You'll see. I'll tell you all about it in a bit. But welcome to the show, R.R.I.N.D., and you're always welcome back. Remember, you only live once, but you can keep submitting stories over and over. Speaking of which, here's Kimi. Now, Kimi doesn't have any recording devices. He swept his house for bugs, and he came up with so many. And the Soviets were monitoring him, the Chinese, you know, even the Italians. Why are the Italians bugging him? I mean, it's like, yeah, all these people, they bugged me. It's like, you know, dude, they actually bugged you. What the hell happened? So, the midget is going to step in and save the day.
The ship found after being lost in space for so long. This is the account by the only known survivor, in his own words. I can't stop thinking about the others. They haunt me so. I only ever thought of me, me, me. I know I left them out there, but they never gave me any respect. Don't leave me alone. Wait for me. They laughed when I cried. That machine with its danger this and affirmative that. No one messes with me. Now we're doomed means you're doomed. Oh, the pain. The pain. Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Midget. Although you could have express the robot voice a little. I don't know. Just, I may have to start recruiting for another midget. Thank you, Kimi. Hopefully that wasn't too mangled by that sawed-off thespian. Next up is Norval Joe. I know what you're thinking. You miss Charlie the Gnome after all these years. Well, he's back.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 206 with a prompt of Danger Zone. I have to comment on last week's story. I was surprised how many people voted for it, but maybe I wasn't the only one who had that experience of setting the local empty lot on fire. What do you think? Okay, well, my story this week. Charlie the Gnome froze at the edge of the concrete walk that led from the street to the front door. His signature inane grin spread between his stylized apple-red cheeks. The danger zone. It was folly to cross it, especially during the day. He could move anywhere in the garden as long as he was careful. The humans were too stupid to remember where they had placed the decorative statuette. He couldn't wait till dusk. His arch-nemesis, Señor Gargajo, el Gnomo de Jardín, was already about to slip under the neighbor's fence and out of Charlie's grasp forever. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Philip Carroll, a.k.a. Norval Joe. I wasn't surprised at all that one won. Well, one, not a lot of people vote. More people need to vote. We need to get votes up in the 20s, the 30s. A lot of people listen to this, but they just don't vote. I think that there's a bunch of people with their iPods still docked, and they're dead. And no one's like, hey, Grandpa's iPod is still plugged into the computer. We'd leave it in there. He said it in his will. Let him keep downloading, even if it fills up. Don't mess with it. There are those people out there that need their statistics up. He will live on. But also, it was a good story, and I enjoyed it. I tend not to say wow and woo. Okay, maybe I do. Oh well, this one will never make NPR. Next up is Justin. He has a story. Yeah, he wasn't here last week, but he's here now. He's done moving. He's got everything in place. I mean, the torture chamber is ready, so let's hear what he's got.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. Actually recording it this week. Got mostly moved in at the new place. Good news, I was worried about the getting charged a lot for the carpet at the old place, but I ended up in the end only owing $40. So that's all taken care of, and life is moving on. Don't have to go back there anymore. It was kind of a pain always having to go back after work to clean something or whatever. So my story today for the topic of Danger Zone is called the Adumred Elginayart. Price examined the map and sighed. With the damage the ship had sustained, the only route fast enough to get his crew home before the remaining fuel ran out would be to take them through the Adumreb Elginayart. He'd have to have a careful talk with the superstitious sailors to avoid mutiny. Once the sailors' fears were compared with the sure death at sea, they rallied to risk the Adumreb Elginayart. The ship moving as fast as possible, Price's worst fear came true. Mere feet in front of the bow, a ship appeared from thin air. All hands were lost at sea. Sorry for the mistakes, but it's late and I don't feel like editing all that. Glad to be back and look forward to doing more. Actually, this week at Toastmasters, I did a speech on how to write a 100-word story, but I didn't record it, so you can't hear it.
Thank you, Justin, and congratulations on not spending a lot for that muffler. I mean, losing that much on the damage deposit. I hate it when I lose a lot of money on a damage deposit, but it's usually because I want to get the hell out of a place. I've been here 10 years. Oh, next up is Jay Radimus. Are you ready for his story? I know I am. I've been waiting for it all show. I'm so nervous. I can't hit play. You've got to do it for me. Everyone stop. Stop your cars. Stop your BDSM sessions and say the safe word. Play.
Hello again. This is Jay Radimus for the weekly challenge number 206, the topic of danger zone. My story is entitled Constant Vigilance, mostly. On your first day at the mill, they drill it into your head about safety, staying clear of the danger zones. They thought that was a clever name for the parts of the machines any fool should have known to stay clear of anyway. Fast forward 10 years, you develop a rhythm. You become one with your machine. You learn how much buffer they built into their danger zones, and you take shortcuts. That's how veterans keep up with more nimble rookies. Well, don't. It's stupid. Well, thank you for that wisdom, Mr. Johansson. Just call me Hook. Everyone does. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mr. J. Radimus. We will enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Finally, something that you won't enjoy, the story from Planet Z.
There hasn't been a soul in Danger Zone, Utah in over 100 years. It wasn't a mining town, but a trading post that built up as prospectors headed west to seek their fortune. Provisions, hookers, gambling, they did it all. The problem was, of course, that the show was in Utah, and they didn't like all that going on right under their noses. So, there was a fire, and those who tried to rebuild, they had another fire. All that remained standing was the church, but with nobody left in danger zone, well, what was the point of it?
Hey folks, guess what? That's it. Let's get out of here. Thank you everyone for your stories that are a part forever of weekly challenge number 206 on the topic of Danger Zone. You can check out the text of each story, links to each author, and all sorts of other fun stuff, including 3D virtual world games. Okay, maybe not. It could be fun instead of Farmville, you could have 100-word Storyville. I made a drabble. Anyway, that's all at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David. That's at guydavid.com. Good music for when you need background music. Alright, I think that's it. I've got to go for a walk. I know I'm tired. I'm on the new blood pressure meds. I'm on the old meds. Finally, the doctor gives me a 90-day supply of them. And it's like I had to go into Walgreens. And it's like I was dreading it, so I wasn't taking them every day. Now I'm going to push to take them every day, and My weight's coming down slowly. And this Easter basket isn't helping. Whatever, I'll throw out one. I'll open it, throw out the stuff, and say, I already ate them. Yummy, you're trying to kill me. That's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, there will be more stories during the week that you can safely ignore. Oh, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.